Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Thanks for being here tonight. This is Ken. This is Zuma's Health Education Call, and you guys have picked a good night to be here. You know, we've covered a lot of ground, a lot of topics on this call over the years, and we continue to do that because, again, the goal of this call is simple. It's to give you some information, education, and hopefully maybe some motivation on things that you can do to improve your personal health. And obviously, the goal is not just for you, but, you know, my hope is that when you hear information like you're going to hear tonight, you may think of somebody. Maybe it's a friend or a family member or maybe somebody you know personally who could benefit from this information. Of course, that's why we record these, so that you can access that recording at any time right through the members-only section of your Zuma.com website. Tonight, I get to spend some time with a gentleman who is a member of Zuma Scientific Advice Board, has been now for over 20 years at this point, and he's also a very accomplished and successful chiropractor in the great state of Delaware and a very successful businessman outside of that. And he is absolutely what I would define as one of the health and wellness industry experts because, again, he's not just talking about things or sharing theories when he does these calls. He's talking about stuff that he works with patients in the real world on a regular weekly basis. And so it's that real-world experience that he's able to bring to these calls. I'm always excited when he's able to spend some time with us. So, Dr. Michael Trulia, are you with me?
I am here, young man. Can you hear me okay?
I can, and I'll always accept your greeting of young man, especially the older I get.
All right.
I'll take that.
Yes, amen. I love it.
Doc, I always appreciate when you're on these calls because, again, I do mean that sincerely. You're working with people on a daily, weekly basis, and you encounter lots of things that people experience that really, you know, deteriorates their health. And I think tonight's topic is one of those that, well, I think we've touched on it once in a while here and there. We've never really had a call devoted to just this topic. So I'm excited that you're covering this tonight. So without any further ado, I'm going to let you take the reins here.
Tonight we're going to talk about headaches and migraines. And, you know, it's an interesting topic because as you look it up, there are many different angles to come at this thing. And, you know, I thought about that. Do any of our callers ever get confused? Because we have Dr. Alban, we have Dr. Melissa, we have myself who speak, but a lot of times we'll speak from different angles. And I like to talk about it as looking through a prism. You look at the same subject, but you turn the prism just a little bit and you see the site or the situation in just a little bit different color. Understand it's the same situation. Let's make it analogous to the Bible. If you read throughout scriptures, Jesus is all in the Old Testament. We only think of him in the New, but there's so many references in the Old Testament about him. But the reality is when you go into the New Testament and you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all speak of the Lord Jesus, but from a different perspective. You know, and you can put it down to your level. If you ask Dr. Marsh who I am, he would give you this one set of words. If you ask Ron Howe, he would look at it a little differently, and Zach a little differently, and Liggy a little differently, and then don't even ask my wife. You don't even want to know what she would say. But anyway, that's what migraines, why there's no, you can't nail it down because there's no one angle. If you look up like the medical definition, they talk about a lot about environmental situations, genetics being the top of the list sort of for them, and they talk about different allergies and different things that can create. I looked at many different sites and I looked at many different quotes, but the reality is you have to pick which area you want to look at and then search that because, as I said, there are so many that trigger headaches and migraines, so many reasons. So let's start with basic anatomy and how does the body work? Well, the brain houses the central nervous system, and think of it as the main junction box in your house. And then the brain sends the message down the spinal cord, goes through the hole in your base of your skull, the medulla oblongata goes down, and then the spinal cord goes all the way down to your sacrum. If you put your hand on your butt, that's basically where the sacrum is. And inside that canal is the cord. And the cord then goes down and branches to left and right and sends messages all the way down your body. Now, some people have understood that, that's basically how the body works and how chiropractic can help many of those things. But some people have asked me, well, that's all well and good, but how does headaches, how can chiropractic help headaches because the nerves are up in the brain? Well, the reality is when you look at going through that hole, the foramen magnum, right at the base of the skull, there are what we call recurrent nerves. And if you can feel on each side behind your ear moving toward the base of your, don't touch your spine, on each side, what will happen is that's where the nerves recur. So when you touch the base of the skull, that's where the vertebra send the nerves down. They exit and go back up through the base of your skull, and they innervate, give energy to the head. So, yes, genetically, I've had people, it's called the Chiari syndrome, where I had a patient yesterday, a young man. I've never seen one that young. He's probably 25, I mean, maybe 30. But they went in and actually, before he saw me, cut a piece of that C1 out because that hole where the nerve recurs because the hole was actually closing down on the nerve, giving them a lot of migraines, headaches, blah, 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 blah. So there are thousands of reasons why you can have headache. And basically, the more occluded that nerve ending is, the more pressure you're going to have and can take you from a regular headache to a migraine. Now, also pressure throughout the body. I mean, your basic blood pressure should be 120 over 80. But if it climbs for whatever the reason, gets up to 180 over 100 or 200 over 120, as it climbs higher, every artery is trying to explode. And so you can get migraines from increased pressure. Toxicity, maybe it's actually from the gut. You could have a problem with your gut health that's creating toxins that are moving through your body. Again, it's very, very hard because you've got to remember, you've been taught since childhood that I feel good, therefore I must be healthy. I have no pain, I must be okay. Lots of times, and it's hard for patients of mine to understand, your pain might not have started last week or last month or even last year. It could have come on as a child and is just now manifesting itself. Why is that? Well, again, let's just take, you have 7 bones in the neck, 12 in the mid-back, 5 in the low back. And so you have a vertebra and a disc and another vertebra, and those two things, 3 things together create the holes on each side. So if the disc is 4 inches thick, the holes are 4 inches thick. You have a 1-inch nerve that passes through it. You have 3 inches of wiggle room that nerve can move around with. But as I had a patient come in the other day, they hadn't seen me in 10 years. And she's now probably in her 60s. She was in her late 40s, early 50s when I first saw her. And I treated her 4 times, and she was only about 50% better. She said, I'm not understanding it. When you treated me last time, after the first visit, I was like 90% better, and after the second visit, completely gone. I said, well, let me ask you this. Do you think you've physically aged any since that time? She said, well, yeah, obviously. I said, well, you need to understand this thing called cumulative stress. Those vertebra, again, 4-inch disc in between 2 vertebra, start to wear down over a period of years, but there's no pain. We've got to get away from this pain model. It's not about the pain. It's about the problem. So let's say your 2 vertebra wear down, but they don't wear down 4 inches, 3.5 inches, 3 inches. No. The first one might wear down anterior to the forward. The next one might wear down more back. The third one might wear down to the left and the fourth one to the right, so forth and so on. So this wearing down in different positions, first of all, takes a lot longer to heal because you've used me as a chiropractic Band-Aid. And many of us have used Zuma products as a nutritional Band-Aid. I highly recommend you don't do that. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, let's just take Life Source. I'm just going to use that. Let's say that your energy level wasn't what you thought it should be and you started going on Life Source. And, you know, we recommend a 90-day run on it, but most people after 30 days are going to start to feel some difference. And they feel some difference. They start feeling better. And by 90 days, they're really getting back in the groove if they've done everything else right. So a little bit expensive. Maybe I'll drop it because I'm feeling so good. I feel good does not mean you are healthy. What did we talk about? Health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. So I talk about that because it's directly related to migraines. As C2-3 begin to degenerate, and if you're past 30, you have degeneration. It doesn't mean it's severe. You know, again, I've told the story many times about people who have arthritis. They hear, they go to the other docs and come back and say, oh, yeah, doc said I had arthritis. Well, arthritis only means inflammation of a joint space. The reality is we grade it, if you look at a graph, as on the far left would be nothing wrong, and on the far right would be, holy smokes, we better talk about surgery. But in the middle, it goes nothing wrong to mild, mild to moderate, moderate to severe, extremely severe surgery. Most of the cases of arthritis, if you've lived a pretty healthy life, when you're 30 or 40 or even 50, should only be in the mild zone, depending on your lifestyle, how many car accidents, falls, injuries, whatever else you've had. All that cumulative stress will affect it. So as far as the brain is concerned, as that wears down, it's decreasing the functional use of the nerves that are supplying energy to your brain and to that area and to your head, to your scalp. And that's why the level of headache depends on the amount of tension on that nerve. As one of the factors, again, I'm not ruling out blood pressure and all these other things, but that's as we see it, one of the main reasons. Because over the years, let's take my wife, for example, we've been together 30 years now, and in the beginning, I couldn't understand why I couldn't help her migraines. But as I started treating her, she started getting better and better. And here's what I noticed. With chiropractic, if the migraine, if we base it on a 1 to 10 scale, 10 is like you got to be brought in by an ambulance, 1, you barely feel it. If it were in the 2, 3, 4 zone, and I could adjust her and work on her muscles, 80%+ of the cases I could stop her migraine in its tracks. Once it seemed to get 5+, too late. She's done too many wrong things, and it's got to run its course and you know, take medication or whatever we got to do. Now, again, this is not, I'm not giving you a diagnosis or scientific. I'm just telling you, in the cases I've seen over 40 years in practice, that theme has started to become more and more prevalent. The more factors I see that can contribute this that I once never looked at, the more of those there are, the more increase they have the migraine or a general headache. And again, what creates the misalignment? What creates the malfunction? Again, a little thing nobody here ever has, it's called stress. And again, stress can be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, any of those things start to create, you know, different serotonin levels in the body. It creates different muscle spasms. And remember, as I go back, it's oversimplified when I talk about those vertebra. But once again, remember, there are 6 strong, in most people, layers of muscle that surround that spine that are constantly, daily pulling tug of war on those vertebra, both laterally, left to right, and anterior to posteriorly, front to back, i.e. your chin should be over your chest all throughout your day, so every time you're texting on a computer, stirring a pot, things you don't even think about. I created, it's probably not new, but my term, I created the term called the can of string bean effect. Now, what the heck is that? If I sent you to a grocery store on the way home from my office and said, I want you to pick up 1 can of string beans and bring it home, watch what happens. From a perfectly straight position, hopefully, you lean down to pick up that can of green beans. You put it in the cart. You take it out of the cart. You put it on the where you check out. Take it off the checkout belt. Put it back in your cart. Take it out of the cart. Put it in the car. Take it out of the car. Put it on your counter. Take it out of the counter and put it in the shelf. You've moved that 1 can of string beans from one side, and I'd be willing to bet a lot of money, most of us move it from the same side 90%+ of the time, and how rarely would we ever go to the store for 1 can of string beans. So all I'm saying is, yes, those small factors many of us never think about create that thing we call cumulative stress. But the problem is there's no pain. If you know, our thumb would turn red when we would do something stupid like that. We say, oh, yeah, well, I got to do reverse shoulder rolls. I've got to do these exercises to correct it. But it doesn't happen. And you come to me, and all you say, doc, I didn't do a thing this week. Now, you've cut the grass. You've done the can of string beans. You've washed your car. You've weed whacked your yard. You've cooked, stirring a pot. You fell asleep in a chair with your head down. You know, you've done everything. You had a few too many sodas this week. You didn't have hardly any water. And you come to me and say, Doc, you know, it's weird. All I did was reach over to pick up a coffee cup and my neck went out. And man, I had the migraine of my life. It's not about the symptom. It's about the problem. So let's move on down. Those things can very much cause it nutritional toxicity. And again, the great news is that we talk about gut health. And yes, gut health can affect the entire body because the toxicity level, I've talked about how would you like to put a raw chicken tomorrow morning before you go to work in your house, turn up the heat to 98.6, leave it there just for 24 hours and come back and tell me how happy you are with that chicken, let alone people who don't go to the bathroom 48 hours, 24 hours, 72 hours, or 2 weeks at a time, and they ask me if that's bad. You're having major toxicity moving throughout your body because your whole body is just turning rancid. And, you know, we'll get into the central nervous system, will affect migraines, headaches, so forth and so on. So you need to look at, you know, not only your gut health, but keep the mobility of the colon moving by many of our products that can help, even down to the assimilator, that after you have a dinner, our assimilator starts breaking down. But if you do get backed up a little bit because you haven't eaten the right things, then certainly Nature's Body Cleanse is there to help you. So I'm very excited about that product, and it's very powerful. Let's talk about the myelar sheath. I'm getting a little bit in depth here, but, you know, a nerve is not just a nerve. When you look at it, there's an outer sheath called the dura mater. And then there's the second layer is called the arachnoid mater, and then pia mater is the third level. And what usually happens is the dura mater can start getting peeled back due to, again, either an injury or poor lifestyle, smoking, drugs, vaping, alcohol, all these things slowly degenerate that outer core. Think of it as a wire, and you take a penknife and skin that top wire off. That makes that wire more exposed and giving you more irritation. Let's talk about something most all of us here, if you've been with us a while, have heard us speak to many, many times. The three major reasons internally for problems beginning is, number one, poor hydration. Are you having your clients aim toward drinking half your body weight in ounces of water a day? And again, I don't have people start with that. I have them start with a 20-ounce bottle, drink it all day, and then move up if they're not used to drinking water. Number two, if you're going to drink that much water, then why not drink the most powerful water on earth and add the X2O? Why? Because you're putting in 70 minerals plus in that water to be released to help clean up that water and move the pH to a 10. So three things go wrong at the cellular level: proper hydration, proper pH, and then proper mineralization. We have to get the minerals inside. There's a thing called the axon hillock, and again, too deep in physiology, but the body just isn't one long wire. It looks like think of a wire and then a space that's skipped. And let's just pretend that's a little lake. And then there's a wire again. Well, the nerve has to have energy. That's why the minerals and the vitamins, eating right, not toxing the body by, again, drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, whatever. Because when that nerve is firing, it doesn't just run in a straight line to wherever it's going. It has to jump across that axon hillock to create the nerve to continue to transmit. So all of a sudden, these nerves that are going to the brain, if you're not getting enough energy for it, they're like jumping from one end and falling into the river, if I may simplify. So that proper hydration is critically important because 70% of that nerve fiber is water, and so you want to continue to keep it fired. Now, let's talk about that. Another interesting point is that hydration is good, you know, of course, for everything. We want to stay highly hydrated. But 70% of the body is water, 70%. So that's why people say, well, man, isn't that a lot of water I'm drinking? And, you know, I often get the statement, too, oh, I drink that much in the summertime. Well, does your car require less gas if you're driving the same amount of miles summer, winter, spring, and fall? The body needs that hydration 12 months a year, not just during the summer. you probably actually need a little more because you're going to sweat it out a little more. And again, if you're going to, you know, people say are going to tell you all the time, you new people, oh, yeah, I drink bottled water all the time. Just tell them, great. Look on the side of the bottle and tell them what it says the pH is. And most of the time they'll come back to me and say, you know, doc, it didn't say. I said, yeah, it didn't say because it's not 7+. So they need to understand water is not water. That water in bottles and purification systems for most house systems have the cleanest water you're ever going to get. But it's dead water. There's nothing in it. They've taken everything out of it just to purify it. And then it's sort of an oxymoron to me that we go to Sam's and I do the same thing because a lot of my family will drink the bottled water for a quick, you know, grab a bottle of water. But the problem is we don't know how long. First of all, the pH of that water is not anywhere near 7. Next, God knows how long it's been sitting in those plastic bottles that aren't BPA approved. So how many carcinogenics have leaked from them, microplastics, all these things that creates damage to the body long-term. So that's why I spring for your Zuma bottle, because it's BPA approved. That's why we use it. It looks nice. It's cool. It's easy to grab onto. And once I learned after, I don't know, 15 years, I'm a slow learner, not to put the stupid thing in the dishwasher because it shrinks. So I hand wash mine now every morning. Thank you, Dr. Marsh, for that information. But anyhow, that's critically important. But I just told you 70% of the body's cells are water, and the need is water. But 85% of the brain cells are water. Now, this is very interesting because the proper body pH and the cellular structure, I'm sorry, for the brain, rather, needs to be roughly 7.04. Slightly more acidic, believe it or not. This is kind of interesting. The brain needs to be at the body needs to be somewhere between 7.35 and 7.45 to be optimal body pH. But the brain's slightly more acidic, 7.04. But the bottom line from what we do, I mean, we're not going to be in a position, neither is 99% of the world, going to sit there and be able to measure their water pH all day and be exact. So that's why I like the idea, and I've loved the idea, of X2O, because, you know, it raises it above the 7, almost a 10, and then the body, I let the wisdom of the body take that and use the pH as it's needed throughout my body. And so, but always remember, it's still alkaline, just a little bit slightly more acidic, the brain, than the rest of the body, but the point is it's alkaline. So let's review a few of our products that we could use to help these migraines. First of all, I see it highly, and am I prejudiced? Yes. As a doctor of chiropractic, that structure has a direct link to function. So the more I can keep, again, if your chin is over your chest and you're sitting up perfectly straight and you're looking at the spine from the front, it should be perfectly straight. But from the side, if you're looking, again, your chin's over your chest, from the side, there should be a normal, natural reverse curve. So every time, so it looks like a reverse C in your neck from the side. But every time, think about it, your head goes down to read, write, computer, text, play a game. All that crap reverses the normal curve of the neck, and it begins to put tension both on the cord and on the muscles and on the disc and on the nerve. And guess again where some of those go, back up to the brain. So my first thought is look biomechanically and try to rebalance that. Now, for most of you out there who are probably not doctors of chiropractic and can't help people this way, it's interesting. Again, I will bet you 95, I'm going to say 100, but I'll say 95 to be conservative, percent of my migraine and headache patients are dehydrated. I drink some water. I drink like 3 sodas a day, and I'll have a glass of water. You know, and they say it so cavalier and nonchalantly, but it's they have no idea. That's why you're there. That's why the great creation of Zuma, in my opinion, is that you don't have to go through 9 years of college like I did. You don't have to go through the years that Ken worked and studied to get all these nutritional formulas just right. All you got to do is follow the script. Follow the script that people there have spent years and years and years putting together to use, and that's real simple. Our team has found, that's not diagnosing, but our team has found dehydration and poor quality of water, low minerals, create any kind of pain, but right now we're talking about neck pain and headaches. So that's a powerful thing. So what do you think you should do? You should, number one, get them on X2O. That would be the very first thing, and find out how much they're drinking and target that half their body weight. Even if they just drink three quarters of their body weight with their food, they're probably going to get enough. But they'll start to notice an immediate change. Just as a little side, I haven't figured this one out yet, but I'll bet you for 20 years I've got a running ratio that starting April to May, right on through the summer, I'll start to see an increased amount of vertigo, dizziness, lightheadedness. Again, about 90% of my patients that have that are dehydrated. Once I start adjusting them lightly and I get them hydrated, it's amazing. Within 24 hours, almost 24 hours, it stops. So just keep that in mind, vertigo. You'll hear about that. It's again, a light dizziness is highly affected. So we're going to want to use X2O. We're going to want to use if they're nutrients, if they're not taking a supplement, I'm telling you, they're not getting enough nutrients in the body, get them on the Life Source. If they're constipated constantly or having bowel problems, get them on our Nature's Body Cleanse, because you don't want the body toxic. And then just the final thing for me would be our gut health, our Zion 365, then our probiotic, that combination. You know, just keep playing with that back and forth. There's many other things that we could use, but because of time, I'm going to stop here. And I thank you all. I know I skipped around some, but I went sequentially what I thought was the most important down to the least. And so hopefully it all came together for you. And I'm going to have Dr. Marsh tell you everything I just said in 30 seconds. Dr. Marsh, thank you.
No, you did. You covered a lot of ground in this period of time. It's all good stuff. And I really am in agreement with all the things you were talking about. Obviously, you understand the biomechanical piece better than most, because that's been part of your life for so long in your practice. The one thing that you didn't mention that I am going to throw out there that I think is also valuable to this conversation is, you know, in our modern day world, one of the challenges that a lot of people don't even think about when it comes to things like headaches, especially, is what's going on within the environment in their office or their home. And just a simple example, and most people can probably relate to this, you know, there's a lot of people that like their home to have a certain scent, and they will buy these plug-in chemical-based, you know, air scent items. Yep. And what's interesting is a lot of those times, you know, people don't put two and two together and realize, wow, I've got this regular headache when I'm either in this room or when I'm in my own home. Or sometimes people, you know, have an office environment where, you know, they're exposed to maybe airborne toxic chemicals, and they don't realize that those can also be triggers for headaches as well. So I'll just throw out that one of the things that I know a lot of people have confessed to me over the years is that when they, you know, found ways to get rid of or eliminate as much of the chemical-related either, you know, cleaners that leave behind residues, or sometimes scented candles can do this, or like I said, these plug-in air freshener kind of things, those can also be triggers. So it could be chemically related too, and that's something worth looking into as well.
My wife can't even go into Tuesday morning, I think it's called, a store, because of the scents are so high that she gets migraines almost within 5 minutes of being in one of those stores.
Yeah, makes sense. And again, something that for most people it's a completely overlooked thing, because, you know, they're not thinking about that connection. So yeah, that would be the only other thing I could add to the conversation, but I thought you covered a lot of great ground. And anybody that's known anybody that's ever been plagued with headaches or migraines especially knows that that individual is willing to do just about anything they can to make that no longer be an issue. So I think what you did tonight, Dr. T, is you really gave a good laundry list of things to look at and consider. And I also like that, you know, you addressed the fact that there isn't a one-size-fits-all here. It could be multiple triggers for headaches, and it's a matter of a process of elimination to find out, okay, I stopped this, or I tried this, or I went and changed that, and is that making a difference? And that's probably the most frustrating thing, I think, for people who regularly suffer with headaches. The only thing I'm going to double down on that you said that I think is really important is that I find that one of the more common testimonies we get when people start getting properly hydrated with the X2O in their water is if they were prone to getting headaches either regularly or somewhat regularly. For a lot of people, they confess that that in itself, just getting properly hydrated on a regular basis, makes a significant difference for them. So it's so foundational and so simple, but yet, again, something often overlooked.
Well, like I said, we have two great naturopath doctors on our scientific advisory board, and that's why I gave the analogy of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's just what lens are you looking through? So for them, they would look at that. It doesn't make right or wrong for either of us. It's just that's what we know to start with, and let's figure that out. And there's, believe me, a whole lot of long lists more of things we could have discussed because there are, as Ken said, many, many different approaches. But I feel that what we have with our X2O product, like Ken said, that we're foundational. We are ready to help. I mean, just the people you would help alone, just if that's all you did, you'll find amazing in your practice. Thanks again, Ken, and thanks, everybody, for being here.
Hi, Dr. G. Thank you. And folks, thanks for listening in tonight. As always, appreciate you guys being here live. And remember, we can always access recordings of this and many others right through your members-only section of your Zumba.com site. So again, first and third Thursday every single month, I invite you to come back 2 weeks from today for another great call. Until then, take care, everybody. Look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night, guys.